I'm going to go now to, it's that song that Maitreya gave on baptism. And this is from December of 1988 that that song was given. But they're all so current, no matter what the date is on them. They're all relevant and current, as I heard somebody say a number of years ago. Question. Oh no, I'm going to start laughing. What's the use of humor or laughter in the plan of God? Or why did God give the human being this kind of aspect? Maitreya said, laughing is the closest way to pure consciousness. When you really laugh, in a sense, when your funny bone is tickled, there is no mind there. You just laugh with such an absence of mind. And you don't think about your problems. You don't think about yesterday or tomorrow. You are in the moment. That's why one of the masters said, if you cannot meditate, just laugh silly. In true laughter, a lot of healing power is released and psychic centers are cleansed. Have you heard that record? There's nothing but laughter. If you listen to that laughter, it's contagious. After you listen to it for a while, you start laughing with the record. And after you feel very happy because you're closer to God. God always laughs. Even when he looks serious and angry, he's laughing inside. When he looks serious and you think he's really angry with you inside, he's laughing at you. He says, look at my child. He's so unhappy. He thinks I'm angry with him. But inside, he's just smiling and laughing because he knows that child is going to grow up and become a beautiful man or woman. Okay. Yeah, LOL. Laughing is definitely okay here. There's so much grace here, it's kind of hard not to laugh. Thanks God for the grace. And continuing on in this satsang, what's the real meaning of baptism? Someone asked Maitreya. In the Holiest of the Holies, it talks about the Holy Ghost, the Holy Grace. I would like to know more about this. Maitreya said, baptism really means to turn around, to return. If I'm going one way, I turn around. That means most humans are facing the world or Maya. So when they decide they no longer want that, but the only thing they want is God, they turn around. That moment, all their sins are forgiven. That's why Isa always said to the people who turned to him, I forgive your sins, or your sins are forgiven you. So you are pardoned in that moment. You realize that when you turn around, everything in your past is pardoned and you can forgive yourself. You can start all afresh with no past but one future toward God. If you really understand and are committed to that one-pointedness toward God, you will receive His grace. Grace is the Holy Ghost. That's why it is said salvation is only possible by the grace. And the grace burns all the impurities that are already there and for which you have not yet forgiven yourself. The Holy Ghost is like a fire. Karma is like the chaff, like a burnable, very dry thing. Chaff is much more burnable than wood. Grace burns that chaff away. So grace just burns that chaff up, and after you really continue your path little by little, you see you are freer and freer. A great dance starts with you and God. That's where the kirtan goes on. The dance goes on with the Lord, and you feel His grace all the time, and you start laughing inside all the time, too. The questioner said to Maitreya, then, you were explaining baptism about its relation with the personal development. The personal thing that is that you decide to turn around, to go back inside of you. But what about those who, like John the Baptist and others, who give baptism to others? And Maitreya answered, those who have grace can baptize others. They can forgive the sins of the sinners. That is why John the Baptist baptized with water. Water is the symbol of consciousness. So symbolically, he was cleaning them of their sins. Baptism is a way of giving another chance to a person. So when John the Baptist baptized them, and then they came out of the water, it was like a new beginning. They could start building their lives on God from then on. As John the Baptist said, when Isa comes, he will baptize you with the Holy Ghost. So the real baptism is not just using the water, but receiving the Holy Ghost, the grace. You can receive the grace only when your focus is 100% on God all the time. The less of you is there, the more of God will be in you. As it has been said, those who will keep to the end will be saved. So, before reaching pure consciousness, there's always the possibility of falling back. Those who receive baptism, either symbolically or from the Holy Ghost, have to keep their minds on God. Otherwise, they will sin again, and the effect of baptism is going to be cut. But any time they return to God, they'll see that the face of God is right in front of them. So there's always a chance of returning again. And then the person asked, his question is, in the next community to come, is there a way to be baptized by you, or are there other kinds of baptism? Maitreya answered, well, when I initiate someone, they receive the grace, the Holy Ghost. Eventually, we will have a few who will know how to initiate the word to other people. So when I'm gone, the torch will be passed on to others to continue. But I'm going to be around all the time anyways. However, you can receive the grace other ways too. It's up to the Father to whom he gives it and to whom he doesn't. Actually, his shower of grace is always showering humanity. The only reason they cannot receive it is because they have put up the umbrella of their egos. So they're just protecting themselves from the shower. And protecting themselves from showers can be of three kinds too. It can be from ignorance, passion, or knowledge. So the real answer to receiving the grace is foregoing the ego. Of course, as long as the physiological and safety needs of the people have not been taken care of, it is harder for them to forgo the ego. However, when their physiological and safety needs have been taken care of, that is when they have to become completely submissive to God, one-pointed, focused on Him. Otherwise, both the communities and societies which prosper but keep their egos usually fall into destruction because they use their prosperity for sensual enjoyment instead of using that extra time and comfort to meditate, have satsang, and focus on God. That's why in the communities of light, although we will be prosperous, we will focus on God instead of sensual things. So our relationships will be based on the grace and the oneness of God. And we will realize all the time that our prosperity is because of the grace of God. The more we realize that, the more God will grace and bless us. Actually, according to our teachings in the Holiest of the Holies, the Last Testament, many nations have been blessed and graced throughout history. As long as they understand that their blessing comes from God and they say, in God we trust, they continue to prosper. But when they reach a state of prosperity where they say, no, this is our prosperity, in ourselves we trust, then what God does is, he just takes his grace away from that nation. And suddenly you see that same nation that was so prosperous and full of joy becomes confused, and it starts going down the drain. They fall to the original lie that we are God. This will result in self-centeredness, and that is the cause for grace to be taken away from them. So whenever you see a community, a nation, or a person prosperous, that is because of God's grace. If we realize that in our own community also, we will be prosperous. I started this mission with 1 cent in my pocket, and I didn't even have a visa to stay in this country. With a comparison that I myself don't work in the outside world, God has graced us so far, and we accept that this is because of His grace and blessing, and we are hoping that His blessing and grace will be multiplied fold after fold. So always know, and that knowing should be an inseparable part of the communities of light forever, that whatever we receive is from God. Also, we have to do our best and be industrious and hard workers, but always rely on God's grace. This next question is, if you are a human and you are looking for pure consciousness and God gives you the chance to be in front of Maitreya, His unique son, His beloved son, what would be the question you would ask Him in such a way that you're going to receive answers to reach this pure consciousness? Maitreya said, well, Maitreya has already given the answers. If you read Thoh, the Holiest of the Holies, and his teachings, all the questions have been answered. Really, what we are answering here is a repetition of the same answers to the same questions, with maybe some further clarification. We continue answering these questions over and over, so eventually people get their answers. Any time the same question is asked, we probably answer it a little differently, or it will be expanded further. But if you really read Thoh and our teaching and meditate, every answer has been given. So if you understand Maitreya and his teaching, when you come in front of him, you have no question. Then such a person gets on with the work and does whatever is necessary or uses his or her talents to further the mission. And then the person said, well, I still have more questions. Maitreya said, that's all right. That's okay. It's understandable. Everyone should ask questions and the answer should be repeated over and over and over. When you reach the point that you and Maitreya are one, how can you ask a question of yourself? Okay, what's the next question? And then Maitreya said, remember what Esau said, those who are sick need a doctor. So if you didn't have any questions, probably you wouldn't be here anyways. You'd be a missionary or something out there answering questions. And that is the end of that question. So at this time, I'll go ahead and release the mic to the room for another reader. All thanks to God.